Hello, everybody. Welcome to your online nidra practice. I trust that you are in a space where you can really relax your body, a space and a shape where you can really relax. Of course, with this form, this style of meditation, it's great to be lying down, but if a seat is what makes the most sense today, then that is perfect. It is useful, supportive to have an eye pillow to rest over the closed eyes, adding to the darkness, right? This not only brings us into meditation quicker, but it also helps to calm the nervous system and helps to flood the body with all of those relaxing and happy hormones, dopamine, endorphins, right? So, something to cover the eyes, eye mask, eye pillow, sock, sleeve, scarf, rolled down toque. Maybe your favorite stone or crystal at the third eye. Really nice. You just want to make sure that your space, your body, your shape feels comfortable, cozy, and supported. So take your time here to make any adjustments. Make sure your head and neck feel aligned, symmetrical, right, with the whole length of the spine. You want to feel fully supported, not just the head and neck, but laying flat, you might need cushioning, right? Lift and support under the heels, the backs of the knees. This can help with a bit of an achy low back, right? Something under the tailbone, hands, the elbows, right? So take your time. Know what your body needs and respond accordingly. And so if you are a beginner with this practice, with visualization, with guided meditation, you might find that visualization works best for you. So a mental picture of what I'm describing throughout today's practice. Or maybe you are more of a sensory person. So in the mind's eye, with a sense of the body, you can actually feel the practice, the sensations in the body, the touch, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling. But you also might be someone who works with touch. So when we do certain parts of this session, you might find it helpful to visualize someone you love touching certain parts of the body, right? So that you can connect a little deeper. Some people respond to visualizing touch rather than actually having to visualize or sense or feel the certain parts that we're going to name themselves. So a little something to keep in mind, keep in heart. Really, it's whatever works for you, and that can change over time. That can change session to session, right? All right, so laying here in your perfect shape for today, letting go of any efforting, and just being willing and open to be led, to be held, to be guided. Remember, this is very much a spontaneous practice and one about just bringing awareness to the journey of meditation and the journey inside of your body and your mind. If any tensions arise, physical, mental, emotional, that make you fidget or adjust, that's actually quite good in some regard. You don't always have to be completely still. And any mindful adjustments, right, just mean that you are practicing staying in that space, that zone between wakefulness and sleeping. But of course, don't worry if you do fall asleep. That's just what you need today. All right, enough of an intro chat, Dawn. Let's dive in. Let's begin. So laying on your back, again, any little fidgets or adjustments to feel relaxed and supported. And let's all take a huge belly breath in. Fill the whole belly, the whole chest, drink it up, keep going. Open the mouth, big cleansing sigh, release, let it go, yes. Again, a huge, mindful, slow, paced, full breath in through the nose. Keep going. An opened mouth, audible sigh, exhale. Empty fully. Last one, big diaphragmatic, nourishing breath in. Make some space, clear out any tensions, any stuck, stagnant energy. Keep going, fill to the brim and beyond. Big sigh, release it all and empty fully. Well done. Now just allow the natural breath to enter in and exit out of the body, finding its own rhythm. Body being breathed. And whatever you've been doing today, tonight, or will be doing today or tonight, wherever you happen to be, this is your sacred space, a wonderful opportunity to press pause and prepare yourself for the evening, for bed, for your day, to prepare yourself for this life. Just allowing the body to be in whatever condition, whatever state it is in today, in this moment. And that goes for even the emotional body, the mental body. All aspects, all parts of ourselves are welcome here. Awareness again to that natural breath. Just be aware that you are breathing quietly and slowly. And for the next few moments, can you just focus on the in-breath only? Feel the in-breath. Where does it begin? Feel the touch of the inhale. Is the in-breath cool? Or is it warm? Does it feel like it's entering the body smoothly? Or does it feel like there's a little bit of effort? Really just noticing the natural in-breath. How does it feel to receive the in-breath into the body in this moment, in this day, this month, this year, in this space. The in-breath. What is it telling you? And now shift your concentration to just the out breath. How does it feel to breathe out Where does the breath touch? Where does it end? Is the out-breath warmer than the in-breath? Is it smooth or does it catch somewhere, some space? And does the out-breath feel more like a sigh? Maybe not. Just noticing the out-breath. The length of it. The feeling of it. The sense of touch of the out-breath. What is your exhale telling you? And now concentrate on both the in-breath and the out-breath. Notice the point at which the in-breath meets the out-breath, and where the out-breath meets the in-breath. And be aware of this beautiful cycle, this flow, both breath in and out. This cycle, this gift of prana, life force that powers your very being. The gift of love from the universe, that is the breath. Your life force, breathing in and breathing out. Now, releasing the breath and bringing your attention to your intention for today. Maybe it's for your week, the month, this year. Maybe it's a simple intention to have less fear. Maybe to go with the flow, relax a little more, to laugh more, to create moments of luxury, like that wonderful space to sit and sip your tea or your coffee undisturbed, to journal more, to look out in nature. Repeat your intention for this day, for your week, the month, 3 times. Whatever arises for you is perfect. Your intention, 3 times. And bringing your attention now to the physical body, to the rotation of consciousness through and around the body. So again, it's whatever works for you, whatever's easiest, right? Whether you choose to see that part of the body in your mind's eye as a visual, or you might want to sense that there is a touch, maybe from a loved one, or the touch of a butterfly, right? Don't need to think too much about it, just feel your way through. Maybe you're a sensory person and you choose to just feel that part of the body, the aliveness there. So, taking your full awareness to the right hand thumb, the tip of the right thumb, the tip of the right index finger, tip of right middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Move your awareness to the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the right wrist, lower arm, the inner elbow, the elbow joint, the upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right collarbone, shoulder blade, the notch, the hollow of the neck, the throat, the left collarbone, left shoulder blade, the left armpit, left shoulder, left upper arm, elbow joint, inner elbow crease, lower arm, left wrist, and the left tip of thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Pure awareness into the palm of the hand and the back of the hand. And awareness to your spine, feeling the whole of your spine. The top of the head, an awareness to the forehead, the third eye space between the eyebrows, awareness to the right eyelid, the right cheek, the right ear, whole of the nose, and to the left eyelid, left cheek, left ear, top lip, bottom lip, the chin, the tongue, the lower jaw, the whole front of your neck, back of the neck, space between each shoulder blade, the back of the rib cage, the lower back, right buttock, left buttock, the pelvis, belly button, left hip, right hip, low belly, lower ribs, the whole of your chest, the front of your rib cage, the right thigh, back of the right knee, kneecap, the right shin and calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, feeling the whole right leg, the left thigh, back of the left knee, kneecap, the left shin and calf, to the ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, feeling the whole left leg, Feel the whole right arm, the whole left arm. Feel your whole head, the front of the body, the back of the body. Feeling the whole body. The whole body resting in space. The whole body. And visualizing, sensing, feeling now a white light. And this light is a healing light. Taking this healing white light into the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. And imagine that the electrical circuitry of the brain is all completely healed and even balanced. The whole brain lit up by this healing white light. And taking that healing light to the left eye and the right eye. Strong, balanced vision. Bringing the light to the left ear and the right ear. So you have crisp and clear hearing. Taking that healing white light into the mouth and the throat. Down into the stomach. And this healing white light repairs anything that might be out of alignment, diseased, or unhealthy in the stomach, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, kidneys. Seeing, feeling this healing white light, tending to anything that might be imbalanced. Your filtration system of the body, the digestion system of the body, and taking this light into the lungs and into your heart, into your bloodstream, preparing anything that might be out of balance and needing healing. And taking that healing light again down into the intestines, all the way through into the colon, feeling anything that might be imbalanced in the digestive system. And taking that healing light into the pelvis and the bloodstream and the legs, connective tissues around the muscles and the bones, the ligaments and the tendons between the ligaments and the muscles, spaces in between the bones and the joints. All of the joints in the body, fingers and toes, wrists and elbows, knees and hips, and the shoulders. The healing white light running through each vertebra in your spine, feeling anything that might be out of balance, feeling any pain, ailments, or blockages, both energetic and physical, and see the body full of healing white light. the soft tissues in the muscles and the bones, all the connective tissues, even in every cell of the body. And with the breath, you breathe into the body, into the cells, even through the skin, this healing white light, this healing calm. Feel, sense, see your body in your mind's eye, free of pain, free of dis-ease, free of imbalance, blockages, and visualizing all the systems of the body, the physiology, temperature, the digestion, respiration, elimination, all in perfect balance, perfect harmony. And allow that natural breath to bring and restore balance to the body, to the mind, to the emotions. Your whole being illuminated and healed with this bright white healing light. And bring your attention now back to the body, feeling the touch of the body where you are resting, the breath that naturally comes in and goes out in your own intimate rhythm, the rhythm of your physiology, of your body, the rhythm of you in relation to life. And so bringing your awareness now back to the intention that you made for your day, for this week, this month, this year, this life. And allow the words, the feeling of that intention to bubble up to the surface. Repeating that intention, that powerful intention to yourself in your mind, internal space. 3 more times. And then release that intention with trust so that it will manifest. It is already manifesting. And just continuing to slowly bring yourself back from this meditative space, this sacred space. But if you're continuing on to bed, to sleep, I wish you the sweetest dream. If you'd like to externalize your awareness a bit more, then start to become aware of the sounds around you. That might be the sound of your breath, my voice, and sounds close to the body, or any other sounds around you, in your space or outside of it. And you can begin to stir the body with some gentle movements, some intuitive movements. Maybe eventually you find a big full body stretch from toe tips through fingertips. Maybe you hug the knees into the chest. Give a little squeeze, a rock, a roll. Stay on your back. Roll over to your side. Curl up with yourself here. Come to a seat, just readjusting your props, your supports, your shape, your body. Take your time. Become aware of the sense of smell and taste. And connecting to the space that you're in right now. Taking some time to really fully externalize ourselves from this practice. Maybe you continue to hear sounds, feel the touch of your body against the surface, props on which you're lying, the touch of clothes or air on exposed skin. Take your time. Pause here. And feel the light that is always shining from within. With hands at my heart center, may peace, love, and happiness, the light of yourself, be with you always. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.